Okay.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Okay.
I am. I mean, it's not like you didn't know that, though.
Didn't know what?
That Auntie Scott called me an asshole.
Because you started talking?
Because I booed.
I didn't hear what you said.
Did you boo? I booed.
Okay, anyone who is on YouTube or Twitter, yeah. X, whatever you want to call it, we're going off of there now. We are continuing over at Pride 48's Discord.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Nobody on YouTube. We did not have a single view on YouTube.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I think we can try 8, 9 your time.
Yeah, that's fine with me. No, yeah, that's great with me. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Well, then let's do that. Well, let's just see how it goes. If we don't like it, we can always, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've been getting tired, and then you're like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And I used to be a really night owl. I used to be such a night owl, and now it's all Mark's fault.
Yeah. It's
because
you're
It's really old. All Mark's fault because he, when I met him, he went to bed at 9 o'clock.
Would you?
And I was like, 9 o'clock. I would go to bed at like 1.
Would you like to hear how you described?
Oh, I don't know. Do I?
Your
Daniel,
first
do
date?
Do I want to hear it?
I found it very amusing.
Okay.
Because obviously we know how it ended, right? We know how it ended.
Well, I mean, he's downstairs, I hope.
Doesn't count, right? So what we need...
need one other caveat just to protect later. You know, that they called our voicemail line like died.
This is all the death phone. Correct stuff.
You know, I have to say, if Betty White dies, though, it needs to be more than $5 because...
Oh, Betty White did die, Adam. Worth. By the way, who reported that Betty White died? You wanted to give them more than $5, so...
Was that this year?
Betty White? I think it was a couple of years ago.
I do different tabs for different years, so let's see.
2021, says Lamont Cranston.
Oh, I may not have that one in this spreadsheet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I do. Kathy Bacon.
Kathy Bacon was the first one to... did you only give a dollar?
Yeah.
See.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Didn't even keep your word, Adam. Let's keep going.
Oh, look, my topic turned pink. Oh, wait, now your other topic turned pink. So I don't have a segue into this. So speaking of dead celebrities and death in general, I was just going to give a little dating update because I know that everyone is just enthralled by my dating life. And to be honest.
Speaking of death. Let's talk about your dating life.
That's exactly what I was saying. You know, I know everyone's enthralled by my dating, and some people live vicariously through me. And to be honest, I couldn't think of anything else to talk about this week. So,
and
I don't know. I might have this person may listen to the show at some point, so I don't want to be too funny about this because I could make all kinds of jokes and then not have someone that I'm dating anymore. But I have what? I can't. Some of your sound.
My cat's name is Mittens.
I don't know what that.
That's the origin of the Mittens moniker, which stuck.
And you just it was just a random sound.
I know
effect.
It was a stupid random sound effect. Yeah,
had to do with anything.
I was just playing with that fucking soundboard. It was just
Lord. Anything else that you would like to play?
I'm finding all these new things. There's new things here on my soundboard.
I found a whole soundboard that is all Super Mario sounds.
Hey, where's Perry?
See, I love that one.
I mean, because
hey,
I can...
Where's Perry?
Look, here's the dungeon.
I think we could do dueling Marios.
Right, we could. I have all kinds of Mario sounds.
Speaking of dueling Marios, let's talk about your sex life. I mean, your dating life.
I don't know how to...
So that's why you were thinking have a soundboard is because we were talking about soundboards.
No. I've just been listening to a lot of old clips of our show and everything. We used to use soundboards a lot. Yeah.
We used to have more production than we do now.
A nude gentleman?
A nude gentleman. Yeah, he's been nude. But I kind of like Exotic guys, you know,
especially nude exotic,
nude exotic guys. Yes, absolutely. Well, I had been talking to this guy on Grindr, and he is over here from the Philippines, actually.
Yes,
mm-hmm. And so he came over last week, and we watched a movie. And I picked a horrible, horrible movie. It was Final Destination 5. By the way, don't ever watch that movie. But I was limited because it was only things that were available on streaming on my Roku. So I, you know,
what was the movie again?
Final Destination 5.
I was too busy watching the excellent, excellent Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2. Go ahead.
So anyway, so we just kind of hung out and whatever. I don't have a lot to say, but he's really nice. He is a programmer. So,
oh, yay for that.
Yeah, and he's really nice, and we're getting along great. And the only thing that I have concern, because we saw each other again last night, that's the reason I was kind of disconnected from everything. And right. The only concern I have is that I'm not certain that I'm ready to get into a full-blown relationship. So I'm trying to think of how I can kind of string this out and date the guy without it moving too quickly, you know. So. Huh. I don't know, because I don't want to get into another, you know, like we're living together.
He's from the
Philippines. We own a house together.
I know.
From the so he works. He actually works for not for Walmart.
You go into like his full work. It was like you're like.
I don't give the company name.
He works for. We have three major corporations here in the big city of Rogers, Arkansas, or whatever, Bentonville.
Right.
And we have Tyson, which is all the chickens that, you know, everybody eats come from Tyson. And we have J.B. Hunt, which is the big trucking firm.
I've seen them before. They drive.
Right. And we have Walmart. Well, he's a contractor for J.B. Hunt. Maybe I shouldn't give out all that information. But
probably should. And he makes $65,000 a year. And you can find him at 723 Elm Lane in Bentonville. Apartment 23.
But he fits my physical like requirements. He's shorter than me.
He's shorter than you. He looks
skinny.
12.
Yeah, as all exotic men do, he looks young.
He looks 12.
And he's smooth and he's intelligent. So there's that because he's a programmer. So we can talk about technology stuff. And he's really funny and smart and sweet. And anyway, that's getting really boring.
And he has a big penis.
He doesn't.
Do you see how quickly you replied there?
Jesus.
No thought given whatsoever. Just
Oh, I shouldn't say that. I'm not a size queen. He has his penis
it's
is great.
Perfectly respectable. Okay.
But it doesn't God, I shouldn't have said that. That's horrible.
Why? Well, I mean, it's not always great to have a huge penis because then what the fuck do you do with it sometimes?
You know, the only thing, because we have had sex, and the only thing other than I don't know how to, he's only here on a visa. So first of all, I don't know how long he'll actually be here. So that might limit any sort of relationship.
Well, you know what? You can move to Connecticut and then marry him.
Well, I suppose so. And we've only been on two dates.
But you could just make it one of those green card marriages or whatever.
Right. The only other thing other than not knowing how I should kind of approach this is...
What do you think? What do you think you're about to say?
The only thing other than knowing how to approach it, to slow it down...
What is your big concern? Your only concern... Other than the visa and not knowing how long he's even going to be here and whether you want to even be invested in this. What was your other concern after two dates? What was your other concern about mittens? Feel free to guess, chat
know.
Room. Only concern about this new relationship, this new budding relationship, this new guy that he is dating.
I'm not sure. I don't think this is... He probably shouldn't ever listen to this episode because I wasn't glowing on my... Well, I mean...
I don't know whether he is a top or a bottom.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that.
Because we haven't gotten that far yet.
But you couldn't ask?
Well, I could, but I'm afraid to because everything else is going so well. The thing is, some people... Okay, I'm just going to say, I don't need anal sex to be happy.
Right.
Like, I'm okay.
We used to talk about sex way more than we do now.
Back when we drew the numbers.
Back when people... Back when people loved us, everything was beautiful. Anyway, isn't that fun?
That's fun.
Going down memory lane and just recognizing the fact that it's like, oh my God, this was the beginning of that.
This is the start, Daniel.
This was the first time that this happened.
When you start reminiscing and then going to ancestry.com and then, everything else, it's just a slippery downhill slope.
Adam,
there.
It's so cool.
Remember when this happened?
It's so cool. I don't know that we got into it on the show. We only gave one example there, but all of the best of things. Remember, this is just from the first 30 episodes. It identified a story that you told about how podcasts, specifically Cocktails and Cream Puffs, claim high iTunes rankings and how easy it is to skew searches to appear as high-ranking shows.
Sorry,
we went on a whole rant about Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
Imagine that.
Let's see. We talked about the infinite nature of pie. And the theoretical possibility that the podcast's conversation could be contained within its decimal places. This is before either one of us vaped. We were talking about the infinite numbers of pi.
That's not interesting.
Oh, here's a great one. An idea of creating a podcast similar to Mystery Science Theater 3000, where we would listen to and make fun of other really bad podcasts.
Do you have the date of the Mark podcast? Because Gary would like to know.
That was episode
30, right?
No. Episode 30 was the first time you met the friend group. By that point, you guys had been dating for a few weeks. This was episode 23. It's titled Fresh from the Duck's Butt. If you go to mixminuspodcast.com, there is a little tab that will take you to dubious intents.
Yeah.
List. If you click on that and then you copy the URL of that page that you're on and just add the word feed to the end of it, you can give it to iTunes or whatever, and it'll download the dubious intent feed. Like
Well, there's also a little RSS.
I think that's for Mix, isn't it?
Oh, it is. You're right.
That's the overarching theme of the site. This is like a sub page on the site. Anyway, it's been really fun going through some of these old things and just let's see. Shutdown of Mevio podcast hosting services and providing serious advice on hosting your own podcast.
Is that when Auntie Scott was having all the trouble he was on Mevio, right?
Yeah, that was episode 26.
And he had to move over and host his own or something like that. Mevio fuckers.
What is this? Episode 25, an email from a listener asking for advice on how to maintain contacts, like phone numbers, email addresses, etc., across various platforms. Daniel sets up a funny premise where he pretends Adam already knows the answer.
That doesn't sound right. That sounds like...
Approximate time code is 11:30 of episode 25. I mean, I'm definitely gonna save that for later.
When you're bored and have nothing else to listen to.
I have already pulled for a best of episode. I have already pulled 1, 2, 3, 4 snippets that I thought were really good. And then the two for that I just played for you isn't even one of those. the twofer, the one where it was the very first time that we talked about the death phone, as well as the very first time you talked about Mark. So that was the twofer episode. That's not even included in the number of clips. And then I have an additional one that I've just titled The Unanswered Question. And it's one of those things where we just got sidetracked so much. This was a live show. This was our very first live show in Vegas in the lounge to set the scene for you. This is also the first time that you and I have ever met in person. And it's the year that the entire audience got up and walked out of the room and then came back later.
Oh, yeah. That really disturbed you.
This was that show.
Chat room, that's the pie that I made for my mother.
This was that show, and the audience had come back at this point in time. But I just want you to hear, I just thought it was like, it's 2 minutes. But it ends up with you never answering the question of, you know, it's like, oh, that's who it is or something like that. And you never said who it was. You were looking at a picture and you never told us what, you know, it's like, so I'm curious if you even know what picture it was. But secondly, it was just the way that we definitely had chemistry. I don't think we had good content, but we had good chemistry, Adam. And I think that's what matters.
In a gay bathhouse, you know, people are very, you know, forward about their intentions. You know, you go in,
you know, they're with a towel, looks at another and motions.
So you go into the steam room or whatever, you know, the case may be. First of all, you don't leave the towel wrapped around yourself. You put the towel on the bench and sit on it and just have your cock and everything else just hanging out.
Right. Two gentlemen completely naked lying next to each other on a mattress. The first gentleman appears to have his penis in the other one's anus.
Well, I didn't get to that. I mean, that's in the rooms later, but
I'm just,
you know,
saying. Photos for the blind.
Right. So
copyright.
So anyway, I mean, not to, you know, go on forever.
Wait,
about
am
that.
I, but are so we talking about an actual thing that occurred? Is that what you're saying?
What?
I know you were saying photos for the blind because
we had just been talking. I had come up with my brilliant idea of photos for the blind. So during this whole thing that I'm playing here, I was doing photos for the blind. So I was trying to paint a picture for blind people that might be listening to your story.
No, I got that. I mean, yeah. I remember that. But am I describing something?
Yes.
That occurred?
Yes, you were at... you were talking about a bathhouse. You were at the Luxor and you were talking about the spa at the Luxor and then you were equating it to a bathhouse. And so I'm going to back up just a little bit because you missed a very important part when you asked your question, but, here we go.
Shut the fuck up.
No, not that.
To, you know, go on forever.
Man, photos for the blind.
Right.
Copyright.
So anyway, I mean, not to, you know, go on forever about that, but
too
so
late.
In a gay, shut the fuck up. Take a drink, somebody. Anyway.
You said not to go on too long. I said too late. And you're just like, shut the fuck up. And
I was sassy back then.
I know. You were sassy, Adam, back then.
Sassy.
In a spa.
Yes.
You know, which is supposedly straight men who are going to this spa.
Adam.
You know.
Adam makes scare quotes for the audience.
Straight men. I would have done that anyway, even if we were on Google Plus.
Right.
But so a spa with like straight clientele, supposedly.
Wait, can you use that as a verb? You spa'd with him?
I don't think I used it as
a
verb.
Did you just say I spa'd with
No,
some people?
I said a spa.
I wasn't listening.
I have
all
not
right.
spa'd
right,
with
good.
Anyone.
Okay, good.
How dare you,
I think
sir.
It should be used as a verb.
So, you know, those guys. Oh, Big Fatty is coming over with a phone. I don't know what. What he's saying. Do we have breaking news or am I supposed to be vamping while he's bringing
here,
the phone
no,
over?
No, I'll try my new thing. Let's see. A podcaster completely naked. Woo! Apparently holding an iPod.
So I think they were handing us a phone that had a picture of a naked podcaster on it.
Of me? Was it me naked?
No, it was, and then you,
I'm confused.
You couldn't see it.
Is that a picture of a podcaster naked?
It's a picture
naked?
Of a naked podcaster.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, and now you're seeing
Spanking B. Arthur.
Now you're seeing the picture
that?
Of it.
I don't read.
Tap it. Tap it. You know what? That's a little bit forward, isn't it? Telling him to go tap that.
I wanted to see him naked too.
And you never said who it was. You were just like, and I wanted to see him naked.
They said tap it.
Yes.
They said tap it. Yes. I thought that was the person's name. Yeah.
Like, and you never, for the rest of the show, you never said who it was.
Who was it?
I don't, I'm asking you.
You
You're just
saw
like,
the picture?
No, I didn't.
You saw it before me.
Oh, but that was 14 years ago. I have no idea what picture. I don't recall this. But who did you want to see naked? It's the question.
Oh, who knows? There are so many people that I, it could have been Gay Country Wes.
Didn't you guys hook up that first year?
Have I hooked up with him? Wait.
By the way, this Pride 48, this is before Mark. This was episode 9 of Dubious Intent Plus. So episode 8 of Dubious Intent Plus. So it's like you hadn't met Mark. You didn't meet Mark till episode 23. So it's like you would occasionally talk about going on dates. Oh, what was the one that you were really upset about? There was a guy who, after you guys had sex, he was eating a lot of weird food and it made you weird. You're just like, he was eating like, he ate a cobbler.
I don't remember.
It was like after, this was your whole thing. Like you guys had hooked up. You had already had sex, and then afterwards you were watching TV on his couch or whatever, and he went and got some food, and he came back, and he was eating cobbler, and you were very...
I'm much more interesting when I'm single than when I'm not, because I have dating stories to tell and sex stories to tell. I've been in a relationship for, like, I don't know, 13 years.
Yeah.
You know, I have no stories other than what, you know, cutesy little, we both had coffee, you know, we both had, lattes yesterday. It's like nothing interesting because. No, I don't know. When you mentioned me not liking someone because they ate something after we had sex, it made me think of the guy who farted while we were having sex one time. Oh my God. It was so gross. It was so gross.
What this means
is
I can now take all of the level 13 shows, give them to Notebook LM, get summaries for each of the episodes and post it back.
Uh-huh.
But more importantly, I know that you spoke extensively about your airline crash on level 13. Neither one of us remembers when, because we don't do show notes on level 13. So that we could then actually just ask, because like, hey, when did Adam talk about his plane crash? And then when someone says, hey, I wanted to hear about your plane crash that you guys don't ever talk about, we could go, you should go listen to this episode. I just think it's really cool to have, you know, like basically Google for your podcast.
Yeah.
To
for doing best of, because I bet there are new listeners who haven't gone back. And, you know, I have been judgmental of best of episodes in the past, but if we're going to be gone anyway, might as well. We're not going to be doing a live show anyway.
14. I don't remember these things.
Well, it's true. It's true.
And when I hear them, I'm like, that's right. That was funny. We really love those soundboards.
When you say we, I think you mean you.
You also, that last clip we just showed, you had your own soundboard you were playing other things. Oh, speaking of which, there was this thing. I'm going to need to go tinkle in a second, but there was this thing. Where are you at?
Zach must be on his way home from work because he's in the chat room.
He probably is. He's probably driving.
Hi,
home.
Zach. Happy birthday last week.
It was.
I hope I messaged you in Facebook Messenger. I think I did.
You did.
I think I beat Mark to it because it's a thing. I said, don't, because Mark messaged you first before I did. And I'm like, no, you can't message my friend first. I have to be the first one to message. So he let me message Zach first so that, you know, there were no problems. I was the first happy birthday from us as a couple. So
there was a thing that I saw. Do you not have it? No, that wasn't it. There was this soundboard.
Oh, Tim in Alaska cried when he heard my plane crash episode. I survived. It's happy. I lived.
I swear there was a thing. Let me just zip through this, scrub through this, as they say. Let me just scrub through this here. It was a soundboard. I don't care about that. He usually has these things in his show notes, like links to everything he talks about. That's the Ooh. Lego thing. The AI guy. You watch him as well. I don't know his name. Matt Wolf.
Oh, yeah. The guy who has like futuretools.io or whatever.
Yeah. So he was showing this. It's a soundboard. There's the sound stuff.
Don't you think if Mark and I, you and Zach, and Auntie Scott and Uncle Drew lived in a neighborhood together, it would be so cool to just be able to like walk over to each other's house, hang out.
It would.
Watch Charlie Chan with Auntie Scott.
It would.
You know.
It's this soundboard. I don't know how to get to it. 11 Labs IO. Let's see if I can get there. Okay. Oh, cool. Cool, 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 cool. All right. So it's a soundboard and it has things like light rain, heavy rain, waves.
Oh, didn't we do an entire episode, or I did an entire episode of something one time that was at Halloween? And it was like, there was like Halloween music playing in the background or something. Oh. Or whatever.
It's got all these things, right? It also has, you know, the wait, play that.
Canned audience laughter.
I don't want to do that. Oh, I keep hitting enter. But let's say, Adam, that you wanted something. I don't know. What would you want on a soundboard? What would be just some random thing that you would like on a soundboard?
I have to Tim in the chat room says, didn't you talk about someone's face melting off? I might have. I don't know if it was face. I thought it was arms and maybe like neck. But yeah, there was someone that was burned, but I don't think it was the face. But could be.
What is something you wish you had on a soundboard?
The sound that you that Mario makes when he hits the coin thing. Or whatever.
Mario coin sound. Let's see if what it does. So it's basically a soundboard, but you can give it prompts to create like it has.
Oh yeah, that's
which one?
Well, none of them are exactly right.
Well, no, that's copyrighted, but. That
one.
Three?
Yeah, probably that three. One is the closest.
And then you just add that to, now it's on your soundboard as Mario coin.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
That's cool. Yeah, what's the...
It's 11labs.io. I will put...
Oh, they charge.
This is free, though. What I'm playing with right here is free. I put the link in the chat room. It has a bunch of preloaded... It's all web-based. Like, it's, you know... Everything that I just did, I didn't log in or anything. I just did, you know.
Is it text to sound effects?
Yeah.
That rhymes. Generate sounds for free.
Yep. But I just thought it was really cool. It was like, oh, that's nice. Sometimes you just want like a news, like, I wonder if he'll do that. Let's see. Can he just like do a news segment intro?
Sound effects.
Punchy and upbeat. Anyway, right now I'm trying. I asked it to make a news.
It takes it a moment, apparently.
Oh what? Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah, because it's on their shared machine.
So it actually gives you a soundboard. That's cool.
I know
that it gives you an actual soundboard when you after you create stuff. Can you delete stuff? And
that's the news intro. Oh. That's one. That's two. Three is.
Do you pay for it?
No, this is free.
How do you get the soundboard? Mine's letting me download it, but I don't see a soundboard.
All right, did you click on the link that I put in Discord?
No.
That's what I'm doing the link that is in Discord.
That's different. Why does it say go to app? Oh.
I don't know. Do you have the app? Huh. What is their pricing? Let's see. 11 Labs. $5 a month? So it's like, like $11 a month is like their super deluxe package, but the starter package is like $5 a month.
Where did you create?
Click on empty. Click on any empty thing.
Oh.
And then it'll take you to a chat box. And you can describe what it is you want. And then it'll give you four.
I'm gonna play with that. Maybe I'll have lots of sounds on the Geeky Gay.
The Geeky Gay. Here you go. I can do this. A small dog saying, "My name is Sydney."
A short stinger.
The dog.
For a second.
What did you ask for? A what?
Beat.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
What?
I'm not sure.
My name is Sydney, the dog.
I love that.
Oh, did you?
No. I was talking about my name is Sydney the dog. Yeah, that's not sure what that is. Yeah, this is the one.
My name is Sydney the dog.
That timing was perfect. My stinger ended, and then he goes, "My name is Sydney the dog." Huh. Yeah, everyone, that's a cool. They must be just testing this out before they charge for it or something.
I mean, it says if you go to the pricing tab, so a free account gives you 10,000 credits a month. So that'll give you 10 minutes of high quality text to speech, 15 minutes of conversational AI. So for the soundboard, you know, maybe even more, right? Probably fits into the conversational AI token thing or whatever. That's on the free account. For $5 a month, then you get the other, you know, 30 minutes of high quality, 50 minutes of conversational, so a lot more. And then, you know, you can get the creator account, which is 22 a month, and that's the one that gives you, you know, 100 minutes of high quality and stuff like that. Right. So, yeah, you could do that. But I feel like you could do the free stuff.
I've used 11 Labs before, but it was for like trying to clone voices and stuff like that. But I didn't think it did a very good job at that time. So,
yeah.
Good night, Tim.
Good night, Timothy.
And it was one of those I paid for initially, but then didn't. There is a, I think there's an open source model that does sound effects.
Yeah, there probably is.
Open.
But it's just something to noodle on. I'm
right. No, it is. Yeah. It's free, so why not?
It's free, so why not? But I thought that that was cool, and I'm going to go Tinkla.
Okay.
Who is Paul Boost? Oh, that was about that cat. Oh. Timid sweetheart of a cat, Mika, slipped out of the door past an elderly family member and down the street while I wasn't watching. He's absolutely beloved. My entire family dearly missed both of you. Please help bring him any information. Be absolute blessing. Tuxedo cat with green eyes and a black nose in my neighborhood. Wait. The middle of Sanctuary Drive. Where's Sanctuary Drive? Oh, that's on the other side of 27 from us. Yeah, that cat would have to cross the
view. Is that one of those next door things or something?
It is for lost animals. And I had posted you know, when I found that cat that was on our patio and annoying the I was like, I just want to make sure that nobody had lost it. Oh. Okay, I'm going to be back in a moment after I tinkle.
Okay. I feel like I'm on a plane in Oklahoma in a thunderstorm. I don't know if you guys, I assume that you guys can hear that. That's the sound effects board. But now it's stopped. I don't know how to stop it, though. I guess they'll just have to stop on their own. That's cool. I'm enthralled by soundboards. Oh, my medicine may start to wear off soon. I took medicine right before the show started, but it starts to wear off. I'm going to take some more before I go to bed, but to get me through the show, because I wanted to make sure that I was here for you, for all of the listeners. Because we had to cancel 1 week, I think, because I wasn't available or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but so I wanted to be here, but not feeling 100%. I'm like 55% at the moment, roughly.
I almost forgot.
Yeah?
Oh, it's gone.
What did you almost forget?
I had, because Notebook LM is the one that does that podcast thing.
Uh-huh.
Wait, no, click to load the conversation. Wait. Loading conversation. Okay, cool. No. Here. Check this out.
Welcome to the deep dive. You know, instead of drowning in information, you send us your sources.
Yeah.
And we dig through, find the really interesting bits, the stuff that actually matters.
Right. Like a shortcut to being in the know.
Exactly. Think of it as
what do you think her name is?
The parts you actually want to hear.
So today is a bit of a twist. We're looking back not at articles, but at another show. Dubious Intent Plus. Or DI plus.
Oh, DI plus, right. We've got excerpts from their first 10 deep dives.
Right. Episodes 1 through 10.
Mm.
And the mission, basically, is to get a feel for what that show was like right at the beginning.
What was the vibe? Were there, you know, running themes, funny moments, that kind of thing?
Yeah, get a snapshot of its early days without you having to listen to, well, hours of old audio.
Exactly. A quick but hopefully insightful look.
Okay, so let's jump in. Episode 1.
Episode 1, the host's arrival. And it's, well, it's something. The host just sort of announces he's joining.
Right. He goes from just leaving messages to suddenly being on the show. It's super informal.
Totally unprepared, almost. And he expects someone else to have made him a theme song.
Huh. Yeah, that expectation.
Yeah.
It says a lot.
It really does. The like, host? Okay, this isn't going to...
Yeah, because they don't know... I didn't give... Usually when I do things like this, I will make a document of people and like context and stuff and then also add that in. All I did here was just give it episode. So it doesn't know the difference between our two voices or who says what, you know, kind of a thing. It's so.
Are they going to play clips?
No. No, oh, this no. is... They talk about stuff that we talked about and they, you know... It gets weird.
Super polished. He even admits he didn't do much work on the old show.
Setting the bar low, maybe? Or just being honest.
Could be. And then the sign-off? Just down. All right, bye. Bye.
Very abrupt.
Yeah, unexpected. That was probably part of the appeal, you know? That rough around the edges feel.
So that vibe carries into episode
She's
2.
She's kind of a bitch.
Listener engagement yeah. and apologies.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it. They roll out the voicemail line right away.
Oh, yeah. The 2x2D plus number.
229-234-7587. Getting listeners involved from the get-go.
Smart move for building community early on.
And then there's that listener, Brother Sinus, or Sinatus.
Right. Memorable name. Sends in a message. Happy they're back. Says, hi, Daniel.
It feels very direct, that connection. Like they were already building something personal.
Yeah. And the host apologizes for, what was it, proselytizing?
Something like that, yeah. On his other shows, kind of self.
He can't say it, proselytizing.
Right? Shows personality.
He's just a crazy guy.
Plus, they mentioned Google Plus said.
Oh, wow, Google Plus.
I think his name is Darren.
Darren and Trish.
That really dates it, doesn't it?
Takes you back.
Yeah.
Shows what platforms were big for community then.
Okay, so episode 3, glimpse of personal life. This one seems pretty brief in the notes.
Yeah, just a quick bit.
So they did all 30 episodes?
No, I only asked him for I told it just the first 10 episodes. And I didn't know what it was. It sounds like, you know, they're giving... I was just hoping, it's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, they have great chemistry, but their content sucks. It was basically what I was trying to get out of it. But
that's kind of what they were saying. They were like, well, this is rough and ready. that's a way to go.
But it does. It talks about you specifically.
Probably more so. Less pressure to conform, maybe.
Yeah, that makes sense. A bit more freedom.
Which kind of leads us into episode 7, dating stories and rules. Things get personal.
Oh, definitely personal.
Yeah.
And kind of weird sometimes.
Like the date who stood him up.
Yeah. And then the next date is with someone whose roommate is their grandmother.
You can't make this stuff up. That's the kind of story people remember.
Do you remember the date whose roommate was his grandmother?
Yeah. I don't remember the date, but I remember the guy because I...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. It's memorable because it's so specific and unexpected.
He works
and
at
then
the nursery near us now.
Oh.
About single people.
Oh, yeah. The excuses, the ridiculous rules, the green socks.
The green socks. It's so specific. Anyone who's dated can probably relate to that kind of frustration, even if it's...
No idea what the green sock story
is. Why don't they tell us what they're talking about? The green socks. What?
Because
what about the green socks?
I gave them instructions on what to do. I said, just give me the highlight. Like, here. But I can ask in the chat over here, what... was the story about green socks?
Single people and green socks.
It's like, so now it's going through looking. It's got, okay. Based on the sources provided, there's a story about a man who stole socks from a Walmart after stripping naked in the parking lot. But the sources do not specify that the socks are green. Okay.
So did she just make that shit up? Because I don't remember saying anything about green socks.
Well, the story's prominently featured. Okay. Here, I'll give another one. I can just say what it was. Episode 7 that she was talking about, right?
I don't remember, but maybe.
Okay, this is something that you were talking about. So it's like, well, what about so-and-so? Oh no, he ate with his mouth open. Oh, what about so-and-so? Oh no, he picked his nose once in public. What about so-and-so? Oh no, he wears green socks. And it's just like they have all these ridiculous rules and they, it's all right unless you're going to pay someone to be your companion. Having a partner is all about compromise. And so there are a lot of things that my husband, my darling husband of 8 years, does that drive me batshit crazy. Oh my God, this must be me. No, I don't have a husband.
Darling husband.
I don't have a husband. And there's a bunch of shit that I do that drives me. I think this was a voicemail. My darling husband of 8 years.
That sounds like something Auntie Scott would say.
That does, but it wasn't sound 8 years. Like, yeah.
But they've been together for like 100.
Right. Well, remember, they marked their married years separate than their been together years.
Oh, true. They do. It could have been Auntie Scott then, I suppose.
I mean,
because he says, my darling husband.
I've
heard him say that.
I don't know. It may be you, though. Maybe you were just talking about, maybe you were making it up. I can't imagine ever doing anything that would drive anyone crazy. Right, exactly. Oh, but overall, though, we talk about these things and we make compromises and we, as relationships come. I mean, please fill out our survey over with my questionnaire and I'll rate you on a scale of 1 to 10 and get back to you. I have no way to segue into this next piece. I don't know.
We have rarely heard Auntie Scott say, my darling husband, is what he says. So apparently, it's not something that he says.
I mean, we could dig this audio out. I just like that she's super excited about green socks. She's just like...
Because it's so specific and unexpected.
And then there's the rant about single people.
Oh, yeah. The excuses... The ridiculous rules, the green socks.
The green socks. It's so specific. Anyone who's dated can probably relate to that kind of frustration, even if it's, exaggerated for comedy.
Shared gripes, delivered with humor, that builds connection.
Right. But then in the same episode, they talk about Pride 48, the network.
Yeah, interesting pivot. Discussing the future of Pride 48, wanting it to be more than just streaming.
Like a proper collection of... GBT or LGBT friendly podcasts with a
cohesive. Did she say GBT?
Vision.
Yeah,
she did.
So they were thinking bigger picture, even early on, about community and niche content.
Interesting. How much did that network identity shape DI plus itself, you wonder?
A good question. Okay, episode 8, bananas and bonus news.
Bananas.
Apparently, the host ate 4 bananas.
What was that? She just said, like, bananas. She's tired to even finish the word. Anyway, I've been having a hoot and a half.
She's sick. Yeah, it sounds like it.
Talking to the thing. And it does remind me of this. There's a story about a man who stole socks from a Walmart after stripping naked. Because you used to read a news segment.
I did.
You would find interesting, funny stories. But what?
I was thinking we could, if we're looking for segment ideas or changes we want to make to the show.
Yeah.
One segment idea that we could do is we could each bring, like on a week when we feel like we don't have any personal stories or we have less personal stories or whatever, we could bring and you've done this already, but we could make it a segment where we each bring a news story that we find interesting. Or, I could bring a stupid one because I like stupid news stories. You could bring political or tech or whatever, but we could do like we could just say, it doesn't have to be every week, but it could be like, we don't have a lot to talk about personal life wise. We could throw in a news segment or whatever. I don't know.
So I put news story in the column over there. I put a few
of
them.
Oh, did you?
But the one that's down at the very bottom that didn't render a picture is one that is right up your alley. A Houston man sues Whataburger after they included onions on his meal. The lawsuit claims he required medical care after his request for no onions was not met.
Well, I'll tell you, they do have a habit of getting orders wrong. So I would, if you go through the drive-thru, just don't. Mm-hmm. If you have medical issues, don't go through the drive-thru at the very least.
Whataburger declined to comment on the complaint, which was filed in Harris County District Court in April. Meanwhile, Wilson is seeking the monetary relief of more than $250,000. Lawsuit claims Whataburger was negligent since it knew or reasonably should have known of the danger of including onions. The complaint also alleges a marketing defect as the food made Wilson sick, and Whataburger failed to give instructions to avoid that.
What would the instructions have been?
Don't get sick.
Don't eat the onions? Why? What are the...
Hi, kids. I'm Mr. Whataburger. Remember, don't get sick.
Yeah, what are the instructions not to get sick? I don't understand.
Well, a lawsuit doesn't detail exactly what Wilson ordered. The ingredient... Oh, hi. I looked in front of me and I saw Zach, and he's actually behind me. Say hi. Oh. Hello.
I wasn't looking.
Welcome home.
Welcome
home. Apparently, we're moving an hour earlier next week. Because Adam's old and he can't stay up late anymore.
Like permanently?
Yeah. Permanently. Anyway, the lawsuit the ingredients of a regular Whataburger call for USDA inspected 100% ground beef, mustard, lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, and diced U.S. jumbo yellow onions.
Yeah.
On its website, the restaurant provides nutrition. Yeah, so what's this guy's...
It comes with onions by default. Yeah.
That was the stupid story. There's another stupid story, but I don't think it's what you would look for exactly.
I want stupid stuff.
Like, okay, well, yeah. I think this is stupid, which is the new iPhone 17 is rumored to ultra-thin design will have. It's going to be 5.5 millimeter. Who is asking for thinner cell phone? When you read all of the things that they had to give up on this phone in order to make it thinner, right? Battery life, ports, all for the sake of making it thinner. It's like, is that a problem?
I think for women, I think women's pockets are really small, and so am I just saying something?
We're talking
sexist?
Millimeters feel, here. You're talking like going are, from like what 6 millimeters? What is an eye? What is it?
I don't know, but I for whatever reason, I think women. I've heard women say they have small pockets.
I just to
in
me
their
I,
clothing.
This is and, just stupid. It's just like why who is wanting these things to be, because it's going thinner, so it can't have as big of a camera, it can't have speakers on it, it can't have some of the modems that need more antenna space that can't have on it, and they've given up a lot of battery life on it. It's like all of it, and I'm like, what? By the way, I started as the kids say, raw dogging about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Very happy with that decision.
I would be, but I'm just doing a clear case. But it's just very
to me,
you can
it's
see
yeah,
the whole phone.
It's not it's even
just clear.
It's not even that. It's just the cases aren't as comfortable to hold as the phone. Like the cases dig into my hands in weird places and stuff. So it's like the phone feels really good without a case.
True.
And I have the Google whatever thing is. So if I break the screen, it's $100, right? It's $100 to get a new phone, right?
The Apple Care. Google Care, whatever
right.
they
yeah,
call
yeah.
it.
So I have that. And I was the whole thing that led me to doing this is I was you know that Veritasium guy, the science guy on YouTube, Veritasium, that channel? Love that channel.
Yeah, I mean, I find it interesting sometimes, but sometimes he goes too far into the weeds on a physics or math thing, and I'm like,
well, that's because he's
down than I want to go.
I think it was him that he did an episode on Gorilla Glass, and basically, like, the glass that we have now on cell phones is like 10 uh-huh. times harder than the glass we had just like 4 years ago on cell phones. So it's like, you know, glass, you know, the screen shattering is a very hard thing to do. It's not like you can just, you know, drop it a little bit and it shatters. It's like, it's
no, but you can scratch, and you can scratch the metal.
You can, but you know what? When I trade trade in my phone, because I'm always just trading it in to get money off the new one, they never ask about scratches. They just want to know, does it boot and does it operate? Let's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is the screen intact? Does it boot and does it operate? And it's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they give me, you know, the $400 or $500 for it or whatever as trade-in. But anyway, it's much more comfortable. The only problem I found in it is that my running shorts, it's so slick that if I like sit down on the couch or whatever, while I'm putting on my shoes and get ready to run, it'll slide out of my pocket and onto the couch.
Oh, yeah. So, First world problems.
But, excuse me.
Yeah, excuse me. What was that?
That was just a burp.
The best burger in the world?
I did have the best burger. Oh, you know what? I did. I bought an iron skillet. I bought a cast iron skillet.
Good luck.
So I went.
I bought an iron skillet and it rusted.
I asked Gemini, hey, I cook hamburgers like four nights a week and I want to use a cast iron skillet. Get what's the best thing to look for and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it directed me to this particular cast iron skillet that I got. It was on Amazon. It was $30. So it's a $30 cast iron skillet. It's pre-seasoned with flaxseed oil. So it's already seasoned. And it also gave me all the helpful hints on how to care for a cast iron skillet. And the real thing about cast iron, the enemy, of course, is rust. And one little tip that they give you right on the little packaging today when I was taking it off, one little tip that they give you is like, you know, after you cooked, after it's cooled down and you clean the pan with water and a scrub brush, you know, after you've dried it with a towel or whatever, put it on back on the burner and crank it back up to like medium and let it fully dry. Like, in other words, let all any residual moisture just burn off. So they're like, you know, put it on medium heat for like 5 minutes. And so I did that and it completely dried out, you know, it's like, so it's cause as long as it's not wet, it's not going to rust. That's the, that's the secret sauce there. But there's a whole thing about seasoning. Like, I need to go to Publix tomorrow and get some refined coconut oil so I can season it. I asked if I could do it with coconut oil and they said yes. Because I didn't want to do flaxseed or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I know the things that you're supposed to do and I thought I was doing them.
Yeah.
And it still rusted and I'm just like, ugh. And I still have it. And apparently you can, even if they've rusted, you can bring them back.
Yeah. It was still well checked. Yeah. The there was what are we looking for? A proposal or whatever? Like one of those things on a ballot, you know, like what do they call those things? The things on the ballot.
Proposition?
That, yeah, like a proposition to legalize marijuana.
Okay.
In Pennsylvania. And this, I'm obsessed with letters to the editor, like with little newspapers that have letters to the editor. I don't know if you, are you familiar with the Villages in Florida? Like the really large.
I know that it's like an old people home where it's say there are a lot of Trump supporters there or something.
It's a retirement community. It's a huge retirement community. It spans over like three counties and it's, you know, but their newspaper is like all letters to the editor. It's just like just old people yelling about stupid things to each other. It's glorious. But this particular letter to the editor comes because Pennsylvania was trying to legalize marijuana. And I've always wondered, like, what is the argument against, you know, what is the argument against legalizing it? Like, hey, if we legalize it, then we get a lot of tax revenue off of it. We also have a lot less deaths from like people that have like spiked products or whatever, like a safer product, safer, you know, less deaths as in society as a whole. So what is the argument against it? And here it is. Here it is. Common sense is defined by Webster's dictionary as a sound, practical judgment that is independent of specialized knowledge, training, or the like. Got that? You got that, Adam?
Wait,
got
that's the reason?
No, no. This is the letter to the editor. This is the argument about it. The letter is titled, of course, I don't know. Don't legalize recreational marijuana in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Common sense defined by Webster's, blah, blah, blah. I would like to use this definition as I look at Governor Josh Shapiro's proposal to legalize and tax recreational marijuana. He projects $1.3 billion in additional state revenue in the first 5 years after legalization. A 2018 study conducted by the Centennial Institute at Colorado Christian University estimated that for every dollar in tax revenue from recreational marijuana, Colorado spent $4.50 to mitigate the effects of legalized marijuana. So over 5 years, if Shapiro's projection is correct, the $1.3 billion in tax revenue could result in $5.8 billion in mitigation costs paid by taxpayers in Pennsylvania.
What do people who are high do? Eat Funyuns. I mean, nothing.
What would the cost be for? The Colorado study provided these itemized areas: hospitalization, treatment for cannabis disorder, burn treatments, low-weight babies, cost of physical inactivity, employees' cost of rehabilitation.
Okay. Cost of no physical activity. Maybe.
K through 12 dropouts, arrests, just all arrests, DUI court costs. Wait, isn't that alcohol?
So everything was related, even if they weren't smoking pot or whatever at the time, it's all related.
It's all just bullshit and stuff. It's easily shown, right? It's like one of those, you know, demonstrable things, you know, like I'm 6'3" and it's like the people around you are 6 feet tall and you're shorter than them. You're not 6'3", right? It's like, I can see with my own eyes that you're not 6'3". It's just, anyway, that's the argument against legalized marijuana, Adam, is that if you legalize marijuana, then you're going to have to pay.
It's going to cost more money.
For dropouts. You're going to have to pay for all dropouts from kindergarten to 12th grade. Just all of them. All dropouts because of legalized marijuana. If only legalized marijuana wasn't there, there would be no dropouts. K through 12. Oh.
That would solve all the problems right there.
Yep.
So you don't have to do what you did last week where you're like, okay, bye. But my medicine's starting to wear off a little bit. I'm thinking midnight. Oh,
Gampy's medicine is wearing off. What medicine are you on? I'm thinking
Dayquil, NyQuil, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking midnight would be a good time to kind of settle
that's
in.
That's four minutes from now?
4 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, four minutes.
That's fine. I don't have anything. I mean, I have other stuff, but it's fine. It can wait. It's not.
It's evergreen.
It's evergreen.
It's evergreen. Kathy Marshall's medicine is also wearing off. Kathy Marshall, what kind of medicine are you on at the moment? I'm getting a new pill. Tomorrow.
Oh, is this your pill. Adjusted psychiatrist dosage?
Well, she adjusted my dosage, but she's trying a different anti-anxiety or performance enhancing drug.
All right.
Yeah. So I forget what it's called, but it's not propranolol. Propanol. Propanol, not propofol. That would not be.
That was Michael Jackson thing.
I'm trying propofol for my anxiety. You know, I think that would work though. I wouldn't be anxious if I was on propofol. I mean, you know.
I'm
propofol,
asking,
Kathy Marshall, or propofol works, or I was gonna say. No, or I did say no anxiety on propofol for sure.
So there was a study.
Yeah.
What is your food here?
And that.
All right. Good night, chat room. We appreciate you being here.
Do you want to know this guy's name?
What?
It's
Jesus?
Peyton. It's Peyton.
Peyton.
You know he's got to be cute, right? I'm looking. Oh, he is. Oh, he is cute.
Oh, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at him on my Ring doorbell.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a cutie.
Wow. Is he exotic? Yeah. Is he exotic?
I don't think he was exotic. Like Mark? I think it was just white. You know, with the name Peyton, you got to be cute.
I like exotic men. You know. All right. Good night, Adam. Good night, chat room. We'll be back next week.
You.
We appreciate it. We love you. Good night.
Good night. Goodbye.
Stop this recording.